We're going to go ahead and roll right into our post-qualifying press conference. Bush poll winner, Denny Hamlin. It's your second poll of the season, fourth here at Dover. Take us through those qualifying laps today.
Yeah, we definitely had a great qualifying effort there. Really was a benefit for us. I felt like, going early, and then we just optimized it. The track temp stayed pretty consistent through, but certainly didn't think that we were going to run a 21:50. By any means of the imagination. So proud to have that kind of effort from this team, and our car's obviously been very good. I feel like this weekend I've been very comfortable with it, but the speed, definitely kind of caught us off guard there. But it's a great thing for us to, we can take every advantage we can here at this racetrack. It's been one that's been pretty tough on me, certainly feel like the advantage of having that number one pit stall and obviously a very fast car is going to be boding pretty well for us.
Thank you very much. We'll open up the floor for questions. Please raise your hand, wait for the wireless mic, and start with your name and affiliation, please. Any questions for Denny?
Zach Sterney, the Pocono Record, NASCAR Wire Services. Denny, in your television interview, it seemed like you had more confidence this weekend than you've had going into a Dover race maybe ever in your career. What's making this weekend so much different than your past races here?
Well, I think a lot of it comes from the crew chief. I think that they've done a phenomenal job when we go back to races for the second time, adjusting and making the correct adjustments based off of the information that I give them. So I think that that's been our strong suit. Vegas kind of being the only outlier, but we kind of had some car issues there. But all of our other finishes, I think, was first, second in all the other races that we've run twice. So I'm pretty optimistic going into this round that we got some tracks that we're repeating, and that's typically where we've excelled this year. So, even though that I've had past stumbles here and hasn't been my best racetrack, we know that we're fully capable of winning at any racetrack. It doesn't matter what the past history is.
Up front here.
Mike Massey of FrenchStretch.com. Denny, do you think poles should be worth points?
I'm not sure. I'd be fine either way. Maybe. I don't know. It's tough to say. I think that it's always in our sport been something that, it gets rewarded through the pit stall. That's a big, big advantage on race day. But as far as, just qualifying, yeah, I'm not sure one way or another. I'm kind of indifferent on it.